Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Have you ever met Christians who believe that the structure of their worship services should never change? Well, some people actually believe the way they worship in their churches, the service structures, is the way it was done in the New Testament. And they just don't stop to think about the fact that even in the New Testament days, that churches could not even meet in buildings. They simply don't understand that God has given us freedom and form. Paul understood this principle, and he practiced it regularly. Listen to what he wrote to the Corinthians.
To the Jews, I became like a Jew, to win Jews. To those who were without the law, like one without the law. Though I am not without God's law, but under the law of Christ, to win those without the law. To the weak, I became weak, in order to win the weak. I've become all things to all people, so that I may, by every possible means, save some.
As we listen to these words from Paul, we must understand, of course, that he never compromised biblical truth. However, he was always free to change form so that he could communicate the message of the Scriptures to all people. You see, freedom in form is the biblical principle that enables us to communicate the gospel and teach the Word of God in any culture in the world and at any moment in history. God has given us a divine message in the Scriptures that is unchanging, and the freedom to communicate this message in various forms and methods. This is indeed what makes God's message relevant and supercultural.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.